Come one, come all, Trudeau's Canada opens up to refugees fleeing unlivable Gaza. By Simon Kent on December 22, 2023. Canada is throwing open the migration door to all extended families of Canadians in war-torn Gaza Strip for up to 3 years, Immigration Minister Mark Miller announced Thursday. The move is due to take effect on January 9. It will expand a broad range of categories with which to bring Gazans into the country to claim sanctuary as temporary residents as well as offers of financial support. These include options to reunite with spouses or common-law partners, children and grandchildren regardless of age, siblings and their immediate families, as well as parents and grandparents, the government confirmed in a statement addressing the changes. Ottawa's generosity to the Palestinian arrivals comes as none of the Arab countries that claim to love them as brothers are willing to accept them as refugees, as Breitbart News reported. Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Minister Mark Miller said more people will now be able to escape Gaza for the 3-year respite. Many are concerned about the safety of loved ones currently residing in Gaza. It is unlivable, Miller said at a news conference in Ottawa. This expands the definition and allows us a greater set of people that may not be permanent residents or Canadians, but for all intents and purposes represent the family. Trudeau's open-door policy to Gazans contrasts with regional neighbors of the Gaza Strip, with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi maintaining his government will accept no Palestinian refugees from Gaza, as Breitbart News reported. Security concerns are most often cited as the reason for refusing to accept the arrivals. Sisi instead suggests moving the Palestinians to the Negev Desert till the militants are dealt with. Canada, meanwhile, expects hundreds of people will be eligible for its refugee offer, but no exact number has been determined. We will do our utmost to assist but cannot guarantee safe passage. Canada does not determine who, when or how many persons can cross Rafah on any particular day, Miller said. The new measures also include support for those Gazans who have already fled to Canada. Ottawa is also waiving fees for work and study permits for those arriving from Gaza, Israel and the West Bank, along with Israelis and Palestinians who feel unsafe returning home and want to stay in Canada. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.